Recently, we had a discussion on Stateside that explored the question, why are there not more women in the STEM and computer science programs? Well, after that show, we got an email from University of Michigan student Carrie Johnson. Carrie's in the chemical biology PhD program, and she's part of a student-led group that's called FEMS, which stands for Females Excelling More in Math, Engineering, and Science. FEMS encourages girls in fourth through sixth grade to get into math and science, and they do it by holding free Saturday and after-school programs. Carrie Johnson of FEMS, welcome.
Thank you.
And Carrie's joined by Abigail Garrity, who's a PhD candidate in the neuroscience program at Michigan and a co-president of FEMS. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Abigail, talk to us about the issue of self-confidence when it comes to women excelling in the STEM fields.
We know that this is not a deficit in ability, but a deficit in access, opportunity, self-efficacy, encouragement, and inspiration. Seeing women doing these things gives girls a real-world application to what they're learning in the classroom. It ties real-world problems to the things that they are sitting there studying in their classes. And we also know that that's really important for women in science, is being able to tie science and engineering, mathematics, computers into real-world things that are happening.
Now, you do a lot of programs for girls to help them get involved in science and math. You started with an all-day Saturday program that brought together girls from all over the state, and then that branched out to after-school programs and other community outreach. In fact, you gathered some sound for us from an after-school program you did in Ypsilanti recently.
Oh, you don't want to eat it, probably.
No, we probably don't want to eat it. Do you guys think that there's a use for this type of material? What do you think that it could do?
My name's Gloria May, and I like science because I love doing all the experiments with FEMS.
I love science because I get to find things out.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A veterinarian.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
What are you learning about?
Solids and liquids and gas.
This is so cool, y'all.
And FEMS focuses on reaching out to girls in fourth to sixth grades?
Studies have shown that that's the best age group to work with. They found that kind of excitement and confidence in the STEM fields really starts to wane in middle school. So we're trying to catch them in the fourth through sixth grade age range, late elementary, early middle school, to really gauge that interest and to give them confidence and just show them, like, look what you can do. Look at how these amazing science role models. So the day starts off with a female in the professional field. So it's not just us students, but we bring in a female professional from the STEM fields, and they talk about how they grew up and what they got interested in science and STEM, and why they chose to pursue it, and just the obstacles they've overcome and how it is possible, and it's not as daunting as it seems.
Do you find in talking with the girls that thing that I remember from back a million years ago when I was in high school, but it was still an issue, where girls feel they need to dumb down around the boys, especially as they move into middle school and high school, where they kind of think, oh, if I'm too smart, I'm not going to be socially popular. Is that still an issue, or is that getting better?
I think that's getting better. I think one thing that still exists, though, is this seeing women and seeing role models in science and knowing that that is something that they can do. I think there are some entrenched stereotypes about science, math, and engineering and how girls can be good at that. And I think that kind of mentality needs to be changed. That's one thing we're really working hard to change.
Well, it's a great group called FEMS, F-E-M-M-E-S, and that stands for Females Excelling More in Math, Engineering, and Science, a student-led outreach organization of University of Michigan students, female students. We've been talking with Carrie Johnson and with Abigail Garrity of FEMS. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you
for having us.